The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Sackey. Bishop E.A.T. Sackey is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Sackey as he ministers the infallible word of God.
We are still with our testimony campaign. Somebody say amen. As we testify about the things Jesus does in our life, your faith will be encouraged. Amen. Sometimes we believe that God is not around, but he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Let's believe in testimonies. God is doing it for somebody, and he will do it for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Today I have one person from the congregation to bless us and to encourage us with his testimony. Help me welcome my brother, Samuel Mate. Samuel Mate, please, it's a good place to clap for the Lord. As you clap, I see your testimony coming straight to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Beautiful.
I want to thank God for what he has done for me. Because since I was born, I never dreamed that one day me and my dad will be in Abu Dhabi. Okay. I came to me and my lady pastor Auntie B's house. It's about 11 years now. So anytime I'm working with her, then she will say, Mate, you one day, I'll take you to Dubai for lunch for 1 week. So when is he saying that, if I look my front and my back, where will I get?
My front and my back. No hope.
When she's saying that, if I look my front and back, where will I get that money from? So when she said that, I just laugh small. Then I say small maybe. So one day, and she called me, Mate, anytime I said this, you don't say amen, shout. Then I said amen. So 2nd October, then she called me, she put money in the envelope, and she written some telephone number on it, and said, take it to the passport office. And I send the envelope to the passport office, and they do everything for me. And the man said I should come home. When it's ready, they will call my lady pastor Auntie B. So in 3 days time, and they call her, and my mommy told me that they finished your passport. And I said, hey. I said, wow, glory be to God. And I said, Bishop, God bless you. So in 18th October, then they say Mate is going to Dubai for 1 week lunch. So Bishop prophesied, 1 week time I came to church, Bishop prophesied I should raise up all our phone. From now until December, good message will come on our phone. Through, I raise my phone and I shout, amen. So, I said, God bless me, my lady, Pastor TB, and Bishop, God bless you.
So, you've gone to Dubai and come back?
I went to Dubai and come
my
back.
My God. Hey, God, partner, I'm break me. Let's give the Lord a shout. I see you going to Dubai. Your testimony is coming. The prophecy you believe in is the top prophecy that will come to you. Everybody say amen. And with Jesus' joy, let's welcome the fresh breeze to breeze us. Hello. Let's clap for them. Let's welcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you excited to be here? I'm happy to see all of you again. Amen. I was away for a short while, and I was in England for the Mountain of the Lord conference, convention. Amen. I had a great time. Great time. Nice to see you. Having part two from London. What a blessing. Amen. And it's a blessing to be back here. Also, get ready for our Mountain of the Lord convention. Amen. And I'm really excited that
Bishop Dagoyo Mills is preaching in the Mount Royal Convention right here. So be part of it. Don't miss out on it. Coming week is anti-British campaign. We are going to be praying from Monday to Friday. We are fasting from morning till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And we are going to be praying dawn in the night and all that. We are going to give you the schedule as we carry along. But this week is a special prayer time. Somebody shout amen. Do you believe in prayer? I don't hear you. Do you believe in prayer? It's going to be a wonderful time. So I need for you to be part of this particular week of waiting and praying and anti-British campaign, driving away everything that will stand in your way for the blessing of the Lord. Say amen. And I believe God is going to be gracious to us. Lift up your Bible or your iPad or whatever, and let's sing our song.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together, my Bible.
Lift it higher and sing it again.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together, my Bible.
For the very, very last time, sing it.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together, my Bible and I.
Father, we pray that this morning as you travel with your word will gain ground in our hearts. Show us your way and teach us your path. Be glorified in every life here today. We submit ourselves to your will and to your word. Have your way in every life in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted, amen. Sit on top of your enemy. Hallelujah. Right. Well, God has been gracious to us and blessed us and helped us and brought us thus far. And this morning, very, very briefly, today the first Sunday of the month. And so we are going to have communion. Amen. We are going to eat the Lord's food, heavenly meal. As this month of November is beginning, you are going to receive only good news. Because some of you, when you look to your front or to your back, you know you don't have anybody. But God will be on your side. Are you still in church? Tell your neighbor, when I look to my front and my back, I don't have anybody, oh, but I thank God I have him. Hallelujah. That's a very beautiful testimony, isn't it? Mamami Auntie B, Mamami Auntie B, God bless you. It's beautiful. All right. So, I've been talking to you about blessings in the house. Do you remember? So, we are ending this series today. Not ending because there's so much to say about it, but I feel that we need to wrap it up and then move on to the other things. I need to start a new series next week by the grace of God. Can I have an amen? But there is blessing in the house. That is why David will say, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to the stadium. What a shock. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. In God will learn how to enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Somebody say amen. It is a beautiful thing to know how to approach God, knowing that the best place to be is in the house of God. and there are blessings in the house. As you sit here this morning, may you not miss out of the blessings of the house. Your amen is very feeble. God will honor you. God will bless you. You shall enjoy the blessings of the house. Amen. If you go to a gun man's house, when it is, what's the festival that they say, Pepli? Homowo. You are bound to eat some Pepli, am I right? If you go to somebody from Winneba, you are going to use Eto. Do you understand? Everybody and where they come from, the blessing that is in the house. Now, if you come to the house of God, there are special blessings in the house. May you be a partaker of the blessings of the house. Amen. We've come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. Hallelujah. We've come to the place where innumerable company of angels, they are walking all over this place. Somebody shout amen. We have come to the mediator, the negotiator of the new covenant. May he negotiate on your behalf in the name of Jesus. You will never fail. You will never fail. You will never fail. Your life will turn out beautifully. Come on, shout your loudest amen. Turn your Bible with me this morning to Revelation chapter 7. I'm going to talk to you about the blessings in the temple. Say amen. Blessings in the temple. Revelation chapter 7 and verse number 14. Verse number 14. I don't think you can follow it properly, but we can't go all the way there. But and I said unto him, sir, no, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they which came out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Are you here? Verse 15. If you don't mind, let's all read it out loud and clear. Ready, go. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. Verse 16. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. Verse 17. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Clap your hands for the Lord. This is going to be your story. I said, this is going to be your story. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible begins to tell us here, you know, John has seen innumerable and so many people gather. They ask, who are these? And so, you know. And he said, these are those who have washed their sins away in the blood, have gone through all sort of challenges and difficulties, and now they are serving God and all. The Bible said that, and they were serving God in the temple day and night. In the temple day and night. Come bless the Lord. Psalm 134. Some, O ye servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord, lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Lord. Somebody shout amen. There is a blessing in the house of God. Can I have an amen? Those who serve in the temple receive temple's blessing. May you go home with the blessings in the temple in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Samuel stayed in the house of God. His mother dropped him in the offering bag when the offering bag was going around. He was dropped in the offering bag and he lived in the temple. And he grew up to know the voice of God. And he grew up to become a great prophet. I see great prophets rising out from amongst us in Jesus' name. Let those who believe shout amen. Are you still there? Now, what are the benefits of the temple? What are the temple benefits? When you serve in the temple, when you work in the temple, when you live in the temple, when you come to that temple regularly, what are the benefits that come to them? And we are going to look at them from these three verses very quickly, and we will have our communion. Amen. Right. Number one, the first benefit that will come to you is the fact that the Bible says that, and they hunger no more. You will not be hungry again. No, this is a good place. Some shall shout a louder amen. Are you there? It says, verse 16 says that, and they shall hunger no more. This is talking about those who were in the temple day and night. All the time they are in the temple. All the time they are going to church. People don't understand when you are going to church all the time. But I declare to you this morning that the benefit is coming to your life. You will hunger no more. You will not be hungry again. Say, I receive it. I'm speaking as a prophet of God. I'm telling you here today. David said, I've been young. I'm not old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. No, he said, your children will never beg for bread. You will not be hungry again. I'm preaching. I'm prophesying to somebody here. You will hunger no more. Your days of hunger are over. Those who said amen louder, your blessings coming quickly. They will hunger no more. They will not be hungry again. I don't know what you have lacked in your life, but I see God supplying the need. I see God putting food on your table. I see miracle food being placed on your table. I see miracles opening for your life. I see ravens supplying food for you. Come on, shout amen. For there will hunger no more. From today, I declare that your days of hunger are over. Whatever you need to be able to have food on your table, if it's a new job, God will give you that new job. If it's a better job, God will give you that better job. May God bless your bread and bless your water. Some of you, your salary is small, but you'll be surprised how much your salary will do. I see multiplication coming on your life. That same Jesus who fed 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread, as you serve in the temple, after you look after the temple, may he look after you. I said, may he look after you. May he supply every need in your life in the name of Jesus. And they hunger no more. They hunger. They hunger. That will be your story. Tell your neighbor, that is my story from today. Then that is my story from today. Somebody is receiving a mega contract. A mega door is being opened for somebody right here. Receive it in Jesus' name. You will not be hungry again. I'm preaching. What a word. What a word. From today, if you decide not to eat, you are fasting yourself. It's not that you don't have bread to eat. I prophesy to you from today. You will not be hungry again. You will not be hungry again. For they hunger no more. I say, for they hunger no more. Amen. And it says that neither. I said, for they hunger no more, neither thirst anymore. When we were children, we drank Coca-Cola. Christmas Day and your birthday. And even that one, they mix it with water so that everybody can have some. What a shock. When I look to my back and my front, I don't know how I could afford Coca-Cola. But you will never be thirsty again in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You will not be thirsty. You will not be thirsty. When I look to my back and my front, I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. Tell your neighbor, are you receiving the word of God? You will not be thirsty. You will not be thirsty. When you open your fridge, There will be water. There will be Coca-Cola. There will be Malta Guinness. There will be alcohol-free champagne, orange juice, lemon juice. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Your fridge will not be empty all the time. Only pure sachet water in your fridge. May God bless you with good things in the name of Jesus. Can you receive it? I said, can you receive it? You will not be thirsty again. I said, look, as you serve in the temple, as you serve in the temple, you will not be thirsty again. I promise you. I'm promising you. I am promising you. You will see the blessing. Bible says a time is going to come. There shall be a difference between those who serve the Lord and those who don't serve the Lord. You will never be thirsty again in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. They will neither thirst anymore. Do you remember the story of Hagar? And Hagar's son is Ishmael. Ishmael lived with his father Abraham. And a time came when Ishmael and Hagar had to leave. The Bible says that, and Abraham gave them a piece of bread and a bottle of water. That's what he gave them. Stood at the door, said bye-bye as the woman and the son walked into the wilderness of Beersheba, not knowing what was going to happen to them. And the Bible says that the woman fed the son with the bread and the water. But the time came when the water was spent. A time came. Abraham gave him only a bottle of water. Can I have a bottle of water? Under it, yeah. That's all that Abraham gave. Thank you. Take this and go. And Hagar was giving the son water, small, until the water was finished. Sometimes what we have gets finished. Sometimes even that nothing can get finished. Your money can get finished. Your resources can get finished. Are you there? The Bible says that, and Hagar placed the little boy under a shrub because the boy was crying for water. The boy was thirsty. The boy was crying. And the Bible says that, and the mother could not behold the death of her son. So she left the son under the tree and went to sit some distance away and cried. Cried. Mother was crying and baby was crying. Mother was crying, baby was crying. What is going to happen? What will happen to my son? And the Bible said that as the mother was crying and baby was crying, then an angel of God appeared. And God said, I heard the voice of the Lord. And the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, why aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the Lord where he is. God will hear your prayer. God will see your tears. Are you there? Look at the next verse. Arise, lift up the boy and hold it in your hand, for I will make him a great nation. Now the next verse, it says, and God opened her eyes and she saw a well of water. And she went, filled the bottle with water, and gave the lad drink. Clap your hands for the Lord. Hear me, friends. All that Abraham could give, Abraham was a normal human being. All that he could give Hagar and the son was a bottle of water. There's a limit to which man can help you. They will help, but only to a point. But God has a well. A man will give you a bottle of water, but God has a well. May God open your eyes to see the well of blessing that is ahead of you in Jesus' name. There's a well ahead of you. Well, the water will never dry out. I said the water will never dry out. I speak to you this morning. The Bible said that, and God opened the eyes of Hagar. When Hagar's eyes were opened, she stopped crying. You stop crying from today. Because there's a well around you. I said there's a well around you. Come on, shout your loudest amen. Are you still in church? Ask your neighbor, are you still in church? The water will never dry out. You will drink. You drink and you'll be satisfied. You see, when we talk about thirst, we are talking about uncomfortable feeling. When you are thirsty, it's a terrible thing. Are you there? Are you here? It's a terrible thing to be thirsty and not knowing where you're going to have your next drink from. But God has a word right about you. Before the end of the year, may you step into your well. May you see the well around you. May you step into your blessing. May something supernatural happen in your life in the name of Jesus. You will see your well. You will see your well. You will see that well. You will see the source of blessing. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Tell everybody, the man is preaching to you. Oh, I said before 31st December 2017, you see a well that will not. Some of you, let me tell you something. God is going to open a business door for you that become like a well in your life. A well is going to open in your life. The water will never dry out. It will never dry out. What has been drying out will change. The bottle will become a well. Give the Lord a clap and a shout. I'm preaching. I'm preaching. Tell your neighbor, I will not be thirsty again. Tell him, I will not be thirsty again. Number three. What a word. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Amen. God will protect you. Protection from the sun. For I said, they shall not hunger. They hunger no more, nor they be thirsty. Neither shall the sun light on them. God will preserve your life. I said, God will preserve your life. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? Bible says that the sun will not light on you. It will not light on you. That means the rays, whatever it is, you will not be. God's hand will be upon your head. He will cover your defenseless head. I know that when you look at your back and your front, you don't have anybody. But God will preserve you. I said, God will preserve you. Are you there? Number four. Again, God will protect you from heat. Thank you, Jesus. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst anymore, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. What a word. I'm sweating. But anything that makes you, your blood pressure go up, anything that makes you agitated, anything, maybe it's your business that is making you get agitated, something is not working well, may God calm every storm around you. May the Spirit of God calm every storm around. Maybe it is your marriage that you are going through some agitations and some no relaxation, but God will relax you. Your life will be like you are living in an air-conditioned room. Somebody shout amen. In fact, some of you physically, you will have air-conditioning in your bedroom. You should have shouted amen. Amen. But I hear God saying, I'm calming every storm in your life. I said, God is calming every storm in your life. Say amen. You will not be heated up about unnecessary things again. You'll not be agitated about whether am I going to lose my job? Am I getting this thing? No. Promotion will come your way in the name of Jesus. If you are working at any place where somebody has made up his mind that you will not be happy here, may God displace and replace that person so that you can have peace in your life. May God give you peace in your business. May God give you peace in your home. Somebody shout amen. God will sort it out for you. I said, God will sort it out for you. Receive it in Jesus' name. I said, receive it in Jesus' name. You're going to have a peaceful life. I said, going to have a what? You're going to have a what? You're going to have a what? You have peace in your office. You have peace in your home. You have peace all around you. I hear God saying peace into your life. No more heat. No more heat. No more heat. God is sorting out issues concerning your life because you serve in the temple. Clap your hands for the Lord. The next one, put the scripture up. We are ending now. For the Lamb himself, for the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them. So you see, God will give you food, but also God will feed you. I said, God will do what? The difference in giving somebody food and also feeding the person. There's a difference. There's a difference. Isn't it? Sometimes when my little girl was much younger, when the mother is struggling to feed her, they say, oh, I should feed her. And then when I'm feeding, they say, Daddy, sing me a song. Food that I'm putting in your mouth, I must sing. And I have to sing. Mary had a little lamb. Okay, eat one for daddy. Eat one for mommy. Eat one for your brother. Eat one for his own stomach. By the time I finished, said that daddy, tell me a story. I said, one day there were 7 elephants. They were moving. Okay, eat one for one elephant. For elephant number 2. Her own food. I have to feed her. I have to pamper her before she will eat. May pamper you in the name of Jesus. I said, may God pamper you in the name of Jesus. Receive it. Receive it. God will pamper you. I said, God will pamper you. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? Keep on serving God. He will pamper you. He will treat you beautifully. He will love you. He will put you, see, when you put your baby on your lap, and you're telling, you're moving here like that, and moving, and moving, and from my upbringing, you're the demand. You understand what I'm saying? I see God holding somebody in the hand, say, baby, I love you. Don't cry. I love you. I love you, baby. It's a song. What a shock. When I look behind, when I look at my back and my front, I don't have, but God will pick you up and pamper you. I said, God will pick you up and pamper you. Somebody shout your loud and say amen. What a word. What a word. Some of you have been, it's a long time you are pampered. Your husband has forgotten how to pamper you. I'm preaching. I'm saying it. Your husband has forgotten how to pamper. When he calls you, Ajua, Ajua, Ajua. He used to call you darling, sweetheart, fried yam, Kelewele. But now, Ajua, Ajua, Ajua. What be here? Come here. Ajua, brepio. What a shock. Some of you ladies, you forgot how to pamper your husbands. I shouldn't say that one. I'm saying it. You forgot to pamper your husband. What a shock. Forgotten. You used to rub the hand around the stomach. No. All those things are gone. Now you are too busy. Some of you seen the children came. You are too busy for your husband. But husband, don't worry. God will pamper you. Wives, God will pamper you. Come on, shout amen. Some of you husband, you've forgotten how to buy earring for your wife. And buy wig for your wife. So, I'll buy meat pie for your wife. What a shock. Mr. Somo is feeling guilty. May God deliver you in the name of Jesus. Are you here? I've gone home. But I'm saying that God himself will feed you. Amen. He will feed you. Amen. He will feed you. He will put your food in your mouth and singing for you. And looking after you. Until you fall asleep like a baby. Clap your hands for the Lord, somebody. Oh, go ahead and clap your hands for the Lord. The Lord himself, he shall feed you. This is not school feeding program. It's the Lord feeding program. Are you there? God's feeding, not school feeding program, but God's feeding program. It will be balanced diets. Are you there? There'll be meat on your food. 3 square meals with desserts. Receive the blessing of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Put the scripture up. We are ending now. Hallelujah. And he shall lead them. You know, one of the blessings of the temple is God leading you. God will lead you. Pastor Clarence, God will lead you. He will lead you. Amen. Pastor Glass, God will lead you. He will lead you. You will not make regrettable mistakes. How many of you have made some silly mistakes before? You are taking a decision that you feel that, I was a foolish boy. Is there any boy like that here? You have taken some foolish decision that when you remember, you want to give yourself a knock. Why was I so foolish? Is there any sister here? We have done some foolish things. I used to be such a silly girl. Is there any girl like that here? We have done some stick of silly. But from now, he will lead you. I said he will lead you. God himself shall lead you. Amen. I was telling them in the earlier service how this little boy was walking with their grandfather. And as they walked, come. Put your iPad down. It's not iPad, something. Okay, hold my hand. Tripod. Hold my hand. No, use your hand. Hold my wrist. You don't know my wrist. Hold it. Am I your beloved or something? Come on. Be careful now. Hold it. Firm. This boy and their grandfather are walking. They're walking in the forest. And then it had rained. So as they walked, the boy was holding the grandfather's hand. And the boy slipped and fell. Fall down. Is that how to fall? Come on, get up. And then the grandfather picked the boy up. So, sorry. Hold my hand again. And you're walking. And the boy slipped and fell again. We have to hear, boom, have you heard? That's what we have to hear. Okay. This is sleeping, not falling now. Okay, get up. And the grandfather had to clean the boy again. Okay, now hold my hand now. Let's go. And the boy stepped in the muddy water and then slipped and fell down again. That's a real fall. This is a real fall. So when the boy fell down the third time, he realized that this fall is too much. I'm falling out too much. The grandfather picked him up. Get up. Get up. And clean the boy up. He said, don't worry, okay? The boy said, Grandpa, I'm tired of falling. I am tired of falling. Every time I hold your hand, I slip, I fall. But he said, Grandpa, your hands are bigger than my hands. From now, you hold my hand. And if you hold my hand, when I slip, I will never fall. You will never fall again from today. May God hold your hand. I said, may God hold your hand. May God lead you. May God direct you. May God comfort you. May God show you the path you must go. Come on, shout, yeah. You will not fall again. Your days of falling are over. Your days of failing are over. Your days of mistakes are over. Your days of backsliding are over. Your days of defeat are over. As God hold your hands, I declare to you that you will never fall again. Say, I will never fall again. Say like you believe it. Say, I will never fall again. Let the rain fall. Let the storms come. Let them come tornado. God is holding your hand. He will lead you. 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 And he will bless you. Give the Lord a shout and a clap. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And finally, the Bible says, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. That is seventh or so blessings of serving the temple. God will remove sorrow and tears from you. I know you didn't hear what I said. God will remove sorrow and tears. Sorrow and tears. There's somebody sitting in church here. Something causes you to cry. Something brings tears in your eyes. You go through some experience that breaks your heart. and makes you unable to move on. But God himself, God will take his handkerchief. Can I get? Yeah, God will take his handkerchief and he'll wipe away your tears. When God wipes your tears, it's permanent. You will cry no more. I said, you will cry no more. Do you believe it? What made you cry, you will never cry again. God himself shall wipe your tears. He shall wipe your tears. He shall take away sorrow. He shall take away tears from you. You will never cry again. I said, you will never cry again. What is it that causes tears to come? What is it that makes you sorrowful? Makes you so sad? What experience do you have? Is it your marriage? Is it your business, your finances? What is it that makes you cry? The Bible says he will take sorrow away from you. I'm preaching to you. I'm preaching to you. I'm talking to somebody here. Even when you came to church this morning, your heart was heavy. You almost didn't come because of all the things that are happening in your life. But God himself, I said God himself, sometimes, have you ever, can I have your phone? Picked up your phone and you want to talk to somebody, but you don't know who to call because everybody is tired of your story. You don't know who to talk to. You don't know who can understand your side of the story. You don't know who you can explain yourself to. Pick the phone. You tap. Have you ever typed a message and you have deleted the message before? You type it. Should I send? I shouldn't send. And you delete. And you try to dial. And then you just stop dialing because they will not understand it. I'm telling you, one day, if we ever bring everybody's pillow to church and we give the pillow 5 minutes to preach, it's not going to be easy in the church. The tears your pillow have seen, the tears, the sorrows your pillow have seen, but God himself, I said, but God himself, he shall take away your sorrow. He shall wipe away your tears. Are you there? Don't get tired of serving God. Don't get tired of serving God. I prophesy to you, your days of tears are over. Say, my days of tears are over. Say, my days of sorrow are over. Listen to me. Have you ever come to church and then you have seen this slim young man on the stage doing something and you tell yourself that this boy doesn't know what is happening in my life? And I say, go down, sit down, and then this boy is even annoying you. The way he leads the praise and worship, you don't feel like shouting. He says, shout. He says, oh, bear in the handkerchief. For what? To wipe my tears off or what? But there will be no more tears in your eyes. God will make your story beautiful. God will make your life sweet. I see sweetness coming into your life in the name of Jesus. He will take your soul away. He will take your tears away. He will wipe away your tears because you serve in the temple. This month of November to the end of December, may you step into a season of joy, a season of strength, a season of the blessing of God, a season of the favor of God in your life. In the name of Jesus, any issue in your life that causes you to cry, may you hand it over to God today. May God take over. I see God snatching a burden from somebody's hand. I see God snatching a load from somebody's head. Because God himself will take away your sorrow, take away your tears, and you shall serve God with joy. Stand to your feet, everybody. And lift your two hands up high to the Lord. Then lift your two hands up high. Koranda shaka bahatosi. Then lift your two hands up high. Tell him how much you love him. Tell him how much you are grateful. Lift your hands to him. And talk to him. Thank you, Lord. Blessings in the temple. Blessings in the temple. Talk to him. Talk to him. Just close your eyes with me, wherever you are this morning, every head bowed, every eye closed. Father, thank you. Thank you. I see somebody holding a miracle baby. I see somebody holding a miracle baby. I see somebody holding a miracle baby. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you for your blessing. 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 Thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for this morning. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm going to pray with you here. If you're here today, this Sunday morning, you're not sure you're born again. You don't know whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. Today, before we have communion, if you're here right now and you know you need Jesus in your life, maybe somebody invited you to come to church, but you're not sure you're born again. This morning, you want to say, Bishop, I want to give my life to Jesus. If you're here this morning and you want to give your life to Jesus, you want to be born again, lift up your right hand. Let me pray with you. Lift your right hand up high. I see your hand. God bless you. Lift it up high. Lift it up. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Lift it up quickly. Today, you want to say, Bishop, I want Jesus to come into my heart. Lift up your right hand. Let me pray with you now. Lift it up. I see your hands. I see your hand. I see your hand. Let it go higher than your head. Father, thank you for these hands. Save them. Make them brand new people. If you have lifted your hand up, can you please come to me in the front here? Come. Come.
Happy day. Come. Happy day. When Jesus was sins away. Oh, oh, oh. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away.
Now, everybody say this prayer with me, and the whole church join us as you pray. Say, Heavenly Father, this Sunday morning, I give my heart to you. I know I'm a sinner, but I believe Jesus died for me. Today, I come to you. Wash away my sins. Make me your child. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I will serve you. I will follow you. I will walk with you the rest of my life. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. From this afternoon, I am born again. Thank you for hearing me. in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, thank you for these wonderful people. I pray that today will be a day of a new beginning in their lives. Keep them and bless them. May they know you and serve you and walk with you the rest of their lives. Be gracious to them. Thank you, Father, for your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.